What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Today. Oh, yes, the crazies are out blocking bridges across the country, blocking roads, shutting down bridges and roads. San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, shutting down roads in New York City. I don't know if they've hit Philadelphia yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. And of course, they're just letting them do it. No problem. Shutting down commutes. And that's the ultimate way to win hearts and minds, obviously. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. As we kick off another week on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here. These people are insane. You know, I don't care what your cause is, even if I believed with you, if I believed in your cause, even if I stood with you, you shut down my commute, I hate you, and I hate your cause. It doesn't matter what you're protesting. Even if I'm on the same page, hell, I could be the leader of your cause. You shut down my commute, I hate you. This is what I don't understand about these people. They're not winning, and many of them, as you can imagine, as they're standing outside holding up their signs about Israeli genocide and free Palestine and everything else, wearing masks outside in the middle of the day on a hot New York summer day, as you can imagine, a lot of masks. I'd say probably 60%, 75% of the crowd wearing masks. Yeah. Anyway, What these people think you're going to achieve by just annoying people, by just frustrating people, by just making people angry. It's just, it is so typical of the left to have no consideration whatsoever. It's happening now apparently in Miami as well. And we'll keep a feed on Philadelphia. If you hear of anything going on locally, would you please let us know right away? Because I'm just waiting for that to happen, for that moment to occur as well. But the difference though is in California, they're arresting people. I mean, excuse me, in Florida, they're arresting people. Ron DeSantis is not putting up with this crap. So if you shut down roads in Miami and Florida, you're going to get arrested. Whereas in New York City and San Francisco, they consider that to be your First Amendment right to block traffic and shut down bridges, which you don't have a First Amendment right to do. You don't. And you think about people that have to go to work, people that have to go with their kids. I mean, it's the time, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. People have to go get their kids. People have doctor's appointments. They got to be places. Doesn't matter. These people don't care. They don't care. I guess they somehow think this wins hearts and minds. I'm not quite sure. Or they just don't care. They just believe that their cause is right and just, and that's the end of it. Now, clearly, we have a situation in the Middle East now where the previous administration, the Obama administration, and then the second coming of the Obama administration, which is the clown in the White House, Joe Biden, whose strings are pulled by Barack Obama, has helped Iran out in big, big ways over the years. giving them lots and lots of cashish, which Iran turned around and bought missiles and weapons. And now Iran is using them to shoot at Israel. We've been shooting them down. Putin says he may defend Iran if the United States gets involved. So we're looking at another situation in the world that is just teetering on the brink. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's in trial right now. He's on trial, criminal trial, in a hush money case in New York City, which is an absurd case. There's no victims. No one's a victim in the case. The allegation is that by Donald Trump paying Stormy Daniels money vis-a-vis Michael Cohen, that somehow the voters were deprived of knowing about the allegations by Stormy Daniels, and therefore the voters were duped, is essentially now the crux of Alvin Bragg's case. Except Trump lost New York State. It's not like he won it. You can't even argue he would have lost had the people known the truth about the allegation, which we don't even know if it's true. And Trump has denied it. But you're allowed to pay people hush money. You're allowed to pay them for pretty much anything you want, except for, I guess, can't pay for prostitution. Maybe in New York you can. I don't know. I think anything you could do nowadays there, it seems. But it's an absurd case. It's ridiculous. It's a new reach, too, because this was typically a misdemeanor, which they elevated to a felony to bypass the statute of limitations. The whole case should be thrown out. And the jurors were sworn in, and that's what's happening right now in New York City as we speak. Meanwhile, where's Joe Biden? He came out and gave a babbling statement about standing with Israel. There's no leadership whatsoever from this country. And we have the American people right now just wondering where all this goes. Oh, and the FBI has opened a criminal investigation into that ship, that huge container ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Which is odd to me, because I was told immediately by the government that this was not terror related and this was just an accident within like 5 minutes of it happening. And I was also accused on Twitter by people of stoking conspiracy theories by asking questions. Questions like, when did they drop the anchor? Did they drop wet? How soon? Did they know about the electrical problems before they launched? But I was told that just by asking those questions that was essentially stoking the conspiratorial fires. So I guess my question is, why would the FBI be doing a criminal probe into the bridge collapse and the crew of the ship if there was no potential crime? You know what I mean? If there's no potential crime, why is the FBI doing a criminal investigation? And this, you have to take this with a grain of salt, though. Obviously, this reporting comes from the far right wing Washington Post, which, as you know, Alex Jones is the editor over there. So take it with a grain of salt. But according to the far right wing conspiratorial Washington Post, democracy dies in darkness. Federal criminal investigation opened into the Key Bridge crash. Why? If it was just an accident, if it was just one of those things, power went out and, boat hits bridge goes down. What's there to investigate criminally? You just have the NTSB do their investigation to figure out how this just freak accident occurred, right? I mean, you only investigate criminally if you believe there may be evidence of crime, right? Yes, exactly right, a crime. Remember how last week we were told that the government of the United States of America has to spy on you and spy on me, and they need to be able to spy on us without warrants? And one of the reasons why is they have to stop Chinese cyber attacks. Remember that? When I proposed the day that this happened, I asked a series of questions. One of the questions was, could this have been a Chinese cyber attack? For which case, immediately I was told, how dare you even ask that question? Zip it. Don't even ask the question. We know the ship had major electrical problems. We know that the electrical problems, the ship never should have left port. We know that. We don't know the crew. We don't have details on this. We don't know if this was sabotage. But typically, if there's an accident, if it's like an oops, it's not a criminal investigation. It's just a safety investigation. Like, for example, if a train goes off the tracks, the NTSB investigates to figure out what went wrong, brakes went wrong, something like that. If the FBI comes in, well, then typically what happens is they have evidence of a crime. Let's jump in, though. The Pentagon is briefing right now as to what's going on with the war between Iran and their attacks against Israel. The United States is involved here, and I know you're very interested in this, and we're certainly not going to get any information from the
not
White House.
So specifics by Iran, and to my knowledge, any specifics in terms of exact times, dates. You know, we obviously have a robust intelligence network that provides indications and warning. But to answer your specific question, no, Iran did not tell us when and where they were going to attack.
And just in terms of is the U.S. concerned that U.S. forces in the region would be in jeopardy if Israel retaliates for Saturday night? And is that why the U.S. is not participating in a potential retaliation?
Well, look, I don't want to get into hypotheticals at this point. Whether or not Israel responds to Iran's attack, of course, is something for Israel to discuss and to decide. As Secretary Austin has said, both publicly and privately, we don't want to see escalation, but we obviously will take necessary measures to protect our forces in the region. And as was demonstrated over the weekend, we'll take necessary measures to defend Israel. Thank you.
I think officials had said last week that additional military assets have been sent to the region. Are those assets still in place, or have they been moved out now?
As of right now, those assets are still in place.
You've talked previously about Iran not seeking conflict with the United States. Is that still accurate? Do you today believe that Iran is not seeking conflict with the United States or Israel?
Are you asking me if Iran is speaking? I'm not going to speak for Iran. I mean, certainly from the United States, we do not seek conflict with Iran.
Conflict before. So today, is that statement still accurate?
Yeah, I'm not going to speak for Iran. Thanks. Will?
Two questions on the Middle East. Has Israel informed the Pentagon if it plans to respond to the Iranian attack? And does DOD have any message on a potential response in terms of to Israel? Second, given the number of drones and missiles that were shot down, is the Pentagon concerned about stocks of either U.S. or Israeli air defense munitions in the region?
Yeah, thanks, Will. So on your first question, again, I'm not going to speak for Israel or any potential response. Again, that's a decision for them to make. As we demonstrated this weekend, we remain focused on the defense of Israel and on the protection of U.S. forces that are in the region. And we've been clear from the very beginning that we don't want to see a wider regional war, and we continue to work hard in consulting with our partners and our allies throughout the region to ensure that that there is not a larger regional war. And then on your other question, again, I'm not going to get into the specifics in terms of U.S. and partner readiness levels. Again, as we demonstrated this weekend, we have the capability and the capacity to defend Israel and to defend our forces in the region. Buddy.
Thank you, General. I have two questions. How critical was?
We'll keep a close eye on the
Pentagon. All right, so that's the Pentagon briefing. I also have some audio of John Kirby, the national security spokesperson. Remember, we don't hear from the president of the United States any of this stuff. So Kirby said, as far as we're concerned, there's a viable proposal on the table, and Hamas ought to take it. We still have hostages. We know that. And just so you know, as we're speaking right now, there are these pro-Palestinian whack job kooks shutting down American cities across the country. They've shut down the Golden Gate Bridge. They've shut down streets in New York City. I'm sure Philadelphia is next. They tried to do it in Miami, but they don't put up with that crap in Florida, so they got arrested. But of course, woke San Francisco and woke New York City, it's fine. They can shut down roads and destroy people's commutes and not a problem. It's fine. In fact, it's encouraged. I'm sure the same thing will happen in Philadelphia. But anyway, this is Kirby just a few moments ago. Take a listen.
On the hostage talks, Hamas rejected the latest proposal. The U.S. has said that Hamas has rejected the deal. But do you think Israel needs to allow Gazans to return home unrestricted, and should the IDF pull back so they can do that?
First of all, we don't consider it a dead letter. As far as we're concerned, there's a viable proposal on the table, and Hamas ought to take it. And we're not letting up on the idea of negotiating for a hostage deal so we can get a ceasefire, so we can get more aid in. But that's still very much an active football in our heads. And as for movement north, what we've talked to the Israelis about is you got 1.5 million people that are seeking refuge down in Rafah. It's by far the largest concentration of Palestinians in Gaza. They need to be accounted for. Whatever kind of military operation they're thinking about doing in Rafah or anywhere else, to your point about moving north, they have to provide safe venues for them to do that. They have to provide food, water, medicine, shelter. All that has to be baked in to whatever future military operations happen on the ground in Gaza.
Okay. Karine Jean-Pierre was asked a question about standalone aid for Israel. Now remember, the Biden administration will not give any money for Israel unless we also tie that money to Ukraine. Period. Because they know Ukraine funding would not pass on its own. People want to give money to Israel. Israel would pay it back. That's the difference. Whereas Ukraine won't, and it's just going to be wasted, and it's just going to go to the defense industrial complex. Israel would actually pay it back. But there will not be a standalone vote on Israel. And somehow the White House says that's because that would hurt Israel. This is the big story of the day, by the way, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VanariaDental.com. He's my dentist. He's my buddy. He's my friend. And he is the master of dental implants. So here's Karine Jean-Pierre explaining how standalone aid to Israel would actually not benefit Israel.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he'll move forward with a vote on additional Israel aid. If Congress were to pass additional aid for Israel and only that, will President Biden reject it?
So we've been very clear, my colleagues from here just moments ago, that we will not accept a standalone. A standalone would actually not help Israel and Ukraine. It would actually delay the needed aid that they obviously need to fight. You see what's happening in Ukraine. Obviously, the brave people of Ukraine are fighting against a tyrant. We need to make sure that they have the assistance that they need. We saw what happened in Israel just over the weekend, and the leadership that this president has shown. It would actually not help them if we do a standalone, and we do not support a standalone.
Okay, we do not. It would not help them to have a standalone, and we're not going to have a standalone because that would not help them. Got it? Good. Any questions? No. These people are just absolutely insane. So as we speak, these pro-Palestinian, I'm using air quotes here, protests with people have signs like "Long live the Intifada." And this is continuing across this country, and this is the problem for this president. I'll tell you what it is right now. Want to know what it is? These are all Democrats. Obviously. First of all, it's the middle of the day. They don't have jobs. That's number one. It's the middle of the day and they don't have any jobs. They can be out there protesting in the middle of the afternoon. That's so obviously they're Democrats, number one. Number two, they're all wearing masks outside. So they're Democrats. I see purple hair. There's people with purple hair in the crowd. I don't know many conservatives with purple hair. And number three, they're all waving their anti-Israel banners and their pro-Palestinian "I stand with Hamas" stickers and "I heart Hamas" and "Hamas for gays" and "gays for Hamas" and everything else. And they're doing this, and these are voters who potentially are going to vote for Joe Biden, except they're not, because they're angry at him for standing with Israel. So Joe Biden is trying to play a game here where he pretends to stand with Israel, even though he doesn't stand with Israel, and he doesn't. I'm seeing several arrested at 30th Street Station trying to block streets this morning. Okay, that's good. Excellent. Thank you for that update. That's good. And let's see if we can get... not spontaneous, planned last week. Okay, we'll see if there's more happening in Philly. We'll keep an eye on that for you, but I appreciate the updates from my friends in law enforcement. Pro-Palestinian protests. When you look at Michigan and Wisconsin, those are the two states Biden's worried about the most, where you have a lot of these whack jobs live, and Biden needs to win both of those states to be reelected. So he's trying to have it both ways. He's trying to look like he stands with Israel, but not look like he stands with Israel that much. And it's not working for him. And the reason the Democrat Party is so nuts, I mean, look at this. You have these are Democrats. This is why John Fetterperson comes out and says, "I stand with Israel, not these people." This is why you have Democrats coming out and saying, "It's not my party." Dude, it is your party, and your party's freaking nuts. All right? Your party is nuts. And Joe Biden, as I've told you, has not locked down crazy. I mean, even John Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, the lesser Sununu, is out there defending Donald Trump. He was defending Trump to the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos over the weekend, Chris Sununu. And even he's acknowledged, I mean, Republicans have come home. That's the point. They've come home to Trump, and Trump is 93% support among Republicans. He's fine. Democrats, Joe Biden is not locked down crazy, and he's not going to. He can't. Because crazy has become the Democrat Party. And there's no way to appease these people. There's no way to appease these people unless you literally destroy Israel. That's what they want. They want the Intifada. They want from the river to the sea. These are Democrats. These people are not moderates. These are not independent voters right now. Independent voters have jobs. Independent voters are actually working right now. And a lot of independent voters might be sitting in traffic that these whack jobs have shut down now. So when you think about it, the crazy is not coming home to Joe Biden. And this is a big part of the problem. Center City, Philadelphia, Lockheed Martin facility in Virginia, Pratt & Whitney facility in New York, Connecticut, Texas. It seems like there's protests happening all across the country right now. And this is what's going on. So we'll keep you updated on this throughout the show today. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Glad you're here today. We have a lot to chat about. We got Donald Trump in court. Sorry, I'm seeing right now. Getting some more updated. Coordinated multi-city economic blockade to free Palestine planned to take place Monday, April 15th. That's right. Yeah, I did see this text on Friday night. Protesters plan to gather on the south side of City Hall starting at 8 a.m. Police resources will be on location to provide support for the First Amendment activity. There's a potential for traffic to be impacted. And so they've been planning this, and they've been planning this across the country. They've been planning this for days now, and several people were arrested this morning at 30th Street. So now that we get ready for the afternoon commute, please keep your eyes open. Let me know of anything you're hearing about in Philadelphia right now. Let me know about anything. We'll bring it to you live. I would be shocked if nothing happens between now and 7 p.m. tonight. All right, 855-839-1210. We're coming right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Or 5 miles an hour, because protesters are shutting down roads during the afternoon commute right now across the country. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Keep me posted if you hear of anything, anyone trying to shut down roads in our area, in our city. Please let us know either on social media. You can tweet me at Rich Zeoli or call the show, 855-839-1210. Obviously, there was some activity this morning in the city, but right now, as people are trying to get home from work, get their kids from school, you have roads shut down in New York City. You have roads shut down the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and other protests are popping up across the city as we speak, as we get ready for the afternoon commute. And this is obviously not spontaneous. They've been planning this since Friday. Who's paying for it? Who's behind it? Who's organizing this? These are all the questions that we like to know. but you can see people walking across bridges in New York City right now. WNYW showing pictures on Fox News of, and I'm not sure exactly which artery that is, but I think it's on the east side of Manhattan. Looks like the FDR, and they're blocking traffic over there. So, winning hearts and minds by disrupting people's afternoon commute. And then, and this is awful because honestly, I mean, as a parent with three kids, this is the very tough time of the day. You got to get your kids from school. Many parents have to get their kids to sports, doctor's appointments. They're getting home from work. They're trying to make the timing work for this. They don't have childcare. Now these idiots are shutting down their commute to get their kids. People might be having medical issues. They can't get through. And they allow this. They tolerate this in San Francisco and New York City. They tolerate this because they have to protect the First Amendment rights of the lunatics who are shutting down the roads. And why this is legal, I have no idea. You have no First Amendment right to shut down public arteries. You don't. There's no First Amendment right that gives you the right to shut down a highway or shut down a bridge or shut down anything. These people are acting like domestic terrorists is what they're doing. Well, it's domestic terrorism. They're disrupting the flow of commerce. They're disrupting the flow of people's lives. They're causing who knows what kind of calamity, what kind of chaos could ensue. And it's not right. It should not be tolerated. There should be zero tolerance for this. You want to protest in Central Park? You want to protest in Philly at by Independence Mall? Knock yourself out. You want to protest on the side of the road? Go for it. But to shut down bridges, they're shutting down the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City now, too. So this is all happening as the show is beginning. And I'm asking you, since you're our eyes and ears out there, and we're obviously going to monitor the local Philadelphia airways, but, you know, the local news. But make sure you tell us if you see anything, especially if you're in your car, try to get somewhere. But this is happening. It's not a spontaneous thing. These things are never spontaneous with the left. You notice that they don't just spontaneously randomly do anything. They're all coordinated. It's just who's behind it. Who's the money? Who's funding this? Who's writing the checks? Who's writing the checks and who's behind the organization to have this happen across the country seemingly simultaneous as everyone's getting ready to try to get home from work? It's 3:32 p.m. and you have now these protests across the country happening in major American cities that tolerate this. It's infuriating. It really is. It's infuriating. The woman who does Libs at TikTok, she does a great job. And she put out a tweet over the weekend. She asked a question. Didn't Biden give the following advice, warning to Iran? Do you remember the word Biden gave? One word warning to Iran, which I'm sure had them quaking in their boots. Take a listen.
Message to Iran in this moment.
Don't.
Are American personnel and assets at risk, Mr. President?
Except we knew about this, and we may have even coordinated the attack. Helped to coordinate this. Jerusalem Post, jpost.com, had a story. Iran informed Turkey in advance of its planned operation against Israel. A Turkish diplomatic source told Reuters on Sunday, adding that Washington had conveyed to Tehran via Ankara that any action it took had to be, quote, within certain limits. Let me say that again. A Turkish diplomatic source told Reuters on Sunday, adding that Washington had conveyed to Tehran via Turkey that any action it took had to be within certain limits. Turkey, which has denounced Israel for its campaign on Gaza, said earlier on Sunday that it did not want a further escalation of tensions in the region. The Turkish source, speaking on condition of anonymity, said Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan spoke to both his U.S. and Iranian counterparts in the past week to discuss the planned Iranian operation. And Ankara had been made aware of possible developments. Earlier this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Fidan to make clear that escalation in the Middle East was not in anyone's interest. Iran informed us in advance of what would happen. Possible developments also came up during the meeting with Blinken, and they, the United States, conveyed to Iran through us that this reaction must be within certain limits. In response, Iran said the reaction would be a response to Israel's attack on its embassy in Damascus and that it would not go beyond this. So we essentially negotiated the scope of Iran's response against Israel. Remember, we told them don't, but what we meant was don't go beyond this. You could do something, but don't go beyond this. Iran, which neighbors Turkey, had vowed retaliation for what it called an alleged Israeli strike on the Damascus consulate on April 1st that killed seven officers of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Turkey's foreign minister later confirmed the contacts in a statement saying that Ankara had called for restraint and warned of a regional war if tensions escalated further, and they would continue efforts to prevent further conflict and escalation in the region. A Turkish security source said CIA Chief William Burns had spoken to the head of Turkey's MIT intelligence agency over the holidays and asked him to act as a mediator in the Israel-Iran tensions. The two discussed ceasefire efforts in Gaza as well, the source said, without elaborating. So we knew what Iran was going to do, and we told Turkey to make sure that Iran knows, yes, they can go ahead with something as long as it's within the scope of this. Let's play Joe Biden again, giving his stern warning to Iran, shall we? Take a listen.
Mr. President, what is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Or else our American.
Don't. One word, don't. Except what he meant by that was, don't go beyond what we agree to. You can attack Israel, but just don't go beyond what we tell you to do. And how did the war begin? With Iran's appeasers in Washington. That's a great piece from the Free Press. I'll share that with you as well as this goes on. And the piece says, and this is Michael Oren, who is hopefully going to be on the show with us later this week. We're hoping. He is the Israeli ambassador to the United States. And he said, essentially now, the United States of America has been appeasing Tehran for a long time. Historians writing years from now about the Middle East conflagration of 2024 will undoubtedly ask, when did it all begin? When did it all begin? Some will point to the Bush administration, which, demoralized by its inconclusive wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, rejected Israel's entries to take out Iran's then nuclear program in 2008. Others may cite Israel's willingness to play by the mullah's rules, retaliating against their Hezbollah and Hamas proxies rather than against Iran itself, enabling it to emerge from each round of fighting utterly unscathed. But the bulk of the blame will have to fall on the politics of those in Washington who sought to appease Iran at almost any price and ignore its serial aggressions. And these policies began the week after President Barack Obama's inauguration in January of 2009. In one of the 44th president's first acts of foreign diplomacy, Obama sent an offer of reconciliation to Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini. That June, in his historic Cairo speech, Obama blamed the first president to refer to Tehran's regime as the Islamic Republic of Iran, legitimizing the oppressive theocracy, and stood aside while that republic's thugs beat and shot hundreds of Iranian citizens protesting for their freedom. You remember that? Over the next 4 years, the White House ignored a relentless spate of Iranian aggressions, attacks against U.S. Navy vessels in the Persian Gulf, backing for al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups dedicated to America's destruction, and barely disguised efforts to undermine pro-Western Middle Eastern governments. At the same time, Iran supported Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad's mass slaughter, often with poison gas, of his own countrymen. Obama had declared serious use of chemical weapons as a red line that would have enormous consequences, but it didn't. Much like Obama saying don't. In Washington, the administration overlooked an Iranian attempt to assassinate the Saudi and Israeli ambassadors, including me, he says, and ended a federal investigation of a $1 billion Hezbollah drugs and arms trafficking ring in the United States. Most egregiously, Iran constructed secret underground nuclear facilities and developed an intercontinental ballistic missile delivery system that threatened the entire Middle East and much of Europe. Now, why would any White House, even one devoted to rebuilding America's relationship with the Islamic world, seek reapproachment with such a regime? First, there was a desire of the United States, tired of Middle Eastern wars and no longer dependent on Arab oil, to withdraw from the region and focus on the Far East. And there was the belief that the U.S. had traditionally relied on its Sunni and Israeli allies, only to discover that the Sunnis perpetuated 9/11 and Israelis defied American policy in the West Bank. the Iranians, stronger, modern, and open to the West, so many American policymakers concluded, offered a better alternative if only their leadership was just, you know, a little bit more normal and we could kind of be nice to them. But then the Iranian nuclear program, a burgeoning strategic threat that the White House refused to interdict by military means. So they reached an agreement in 2015 between the United States, the United Kingdom, France, China, Russia, Germany, and Iran. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action had three major objectives: to block Iran's path to the bomb, ensure that Iran became what Obama called a responsible regional power, and failing that, to kick the nuclear can down the road. See, the problem is that Iran doesn't want to play nice with the other kids in the League of Nations, and they don't even want to play nice with other Muslims, because they are the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they don't like the other countries that they believe are not actually living true to the teachings of the Quran. Iran is a bunch of bad actors over there. So that's why President Trump withdrew from the Iranian nuclear agreement, reinstated punishing sanctions on Iran, and retaliated for Iranian attacks against Americans, indicating a different approach to the issue. But that policy proved short-lived. A centerpiece of Joe Biden's 2019 presidential campaign was his pledge to restore American adherence to the Iranian nuclear deal. No sooner had the Democrats regained the White House than the Iranians began to violate the agreement on a massive scale, gradually achieving military nuclear threshold capacity. Let me share with you what President Trump said regarding former and future President Trump said regarding the Iranian attack on Israel. Cut number three.
Before going any further, I want to say God bless the people of Israel. They're under attack right now. That's because we show great weakness. This would not happen. The weakness that we've shown is unbelievable, and it would not have happened if we were in office. You know that. They know that. Everybody knows that. But America prays for Israel. We send our absolute support to everyone in harm's way. This is an attack that would not have happened. I mean, to think about what we have to go through and the things we put up with the border, with no energy independence, with all electric cars. Would everybody like to buy an electric car for the rest of your life? But we will return the world to peace through strength, and it'll happen very quickly. I will revive American strength abroad, and we will restore American strength at home. We were respected 4 years ago all over the world. Today, we are considered a joke. It's not going to be for long. Believe me, it's not going to be for long.
I should also mention pro-Palestinian protesters are blocking the entrance to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. People are getting out of their cars to walk to make their flights. Police are not arresting them. And we're watching live right now. Police are on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City as protesters march. So let me know if you see or hear of anything going on in our fair city of Philadelphia as this afternoon nuttery continues. Again, none of this is spontaneous. This was all planned for over the weekend, and there's no question in my mind that we can probably expect something this afternoon as you're driving home from work, because that's what they're trying to do, is to destroy your afternoon commute. All right? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And this is not how you win hearts and minds. Obviously not. You don't win hearts and minds this way. Keep the conversation going. Keep us informed. We will keep our eye on everything locally and nationally for you as well. Listen, I want to tell you about Natural Lawn of America. It's that time for you to think about your lawn, the lush, thick, green lawn that everybody loves can be yours with Natural Lawn of America. You're going to get greener grass with fewer weeds, guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's the Natural Lawn difference. And you know what sets them apart? The reason why I love them and I've used them for so many years is the fact that they treat your lawn different than everybody else's lawn. That's right. Their treatment is specific to your lawn. That's why Natural Lawn of America is so unique. These other lawn care companies, they just spray your lawn and treat it like everybody else. But your lawn is different than everybody else's. And that's why your lawn should deserve the care specific to what it needs. When my technician came from Natural Lawn of America, he wrote detailed notes about what he's applying and why. So you're going to get greener grass with fewer weeds guaranteed. And if you act now, before this promotion is over, you will get free seeding for your lawn forever with the Natural Lawn of America full service program. They're going to seed your lawn every year free of charge. And that makes a huge, huge difference. So please reach out to them today by calling 1-800-FREE-SEED, 1-800-FREE-SEED, or by going to naturallawn.com. Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company, the greener way, the safer, more safer and more organic way. Natural Lawn of America, 1-800-FREE-SEED.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So what is happening right now is the question. This is called the A15 Day of Action. And they have a website for this, afaction.com. This is happening across the country. It's a coordinated economic blockade to free Palestine. All right, so let me share some details with you. And remember, you know, who's paying for all this? It's a very well-designed webpage. They've got social media links. The global economy is complicit in genocide. Join participating cities in blocking the arteries of capitalism and jamming the wheels of production. A proposal to coordinate a multi-city economic blockade on April 15th in solidarity with Palestine recently received overwhelming commitment to participate around the U.S. and internationally. Who's writing the checks? That's what I want to know. Who's behind this? The proposal states that in each city, we will identify and blockade major choke points in the economy, focusing on points of production and circulation, with the aim of causing the most economic impact, as did the port shutdowns in recent months in Oakland, California, and Melbourne, Australia, as just a few examples. There is a sense in this recent and unprecedented movement for Palestine that escalation has become necessary. There is a need to shift from symbolic actions to those that cause pain to the economy. As Yemen is bombed to secure global trade and billions of dollars are sent to the Zionist war machine, we must recognize that the global economy is complicit in genocide, and together we will coordinate to disrupt and blockade economic logistical hubs and the flow of capital. So these are obviously Democrats. Shocking. And they look at all the cities across here. Philadelphia is on here. Now, I've asked the question if anything's going on now. I know that there were arrests made this morning, and these people were out there this morning. But I'm the afternoon drive host, and my question to the audience is, do you know of anything that's going on now? As we speak, as you're getting ready to drive home from work, or you may be driving home from work, because they're planning on doing something probably again. So right now, as we speak, we know that there are protests going on. I'm not even calling them protests. I'm going to say domestic terrorist actions going on in New York City and in San Francisco. Now, cops are starting to get involved a little bit in New York City. But they're shutting down arteries, and that's the plan. That's the whole plan. Here are all the participating cities. Mexico City, Bogota, Colombia, Medellin, Colombia. I'm not saying that correctly. Medellin, South Korea. Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, Taiwan. Let me just go to the United States cities. Here we go. Tallahassee, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, Indianapolis, Long Beach, California, Tampa, Florida, Miami, Florida. They didn't put up with that crap. New York City, New Jersey, although it doesn't specify where in New Jersey. Oakland, California, Orange County, California, Philadelphia, PA, Phoenix, Arizona, San Antonio, Texas, San Diego, California, Seattle, Washington, St. Louis, Missouri, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Let's see here. Houston, Texas, Portland, Oregon. Those are the U.S. cities. And they've got all kinds of social media links. So I clicked on their X page, April 15th, coordinated economic blockade to free Palestine. And they're very proud. They're showing pictures right now of all the people who are doing this. Chicago update, 40 police arrested on the I-90 highway after blocking the entrance to Chicago's O'Hare Airport and refusing to leave for over 2.5 hours. So for 2.5 hours, they put up with this over there in Chicago. And let's see if I can find some of the tweets, if they have any tweets about Philadelphia this morning. They're very proud of themselves. They're very proud of themselves. The San Francisco protest has been going on all day, by the way. It's been going on all day. And also Oakland, California as well. So this morning in Philadelphia, and I don't know, Mondays are not always the days when a lot of people go into the office. You know, since COVID, we've had a lot of people who kind of Mondays are a little bit remote. But I'll give you a little preview of what happened in the city today. So they, shortly after 8 a.m., protests formed outside City Hall, 30th Street Station, and along 95. Protesters sat on the street at the intersection of Market Street and Schuylkill Avenue. They halted traffic until police stepped in. Several demonstrators were arrested. I think the number that I got was six. Another group apparently used their cars to slow traffic on 95, both southbound and northbound, onto the ramps of the Vine Street Expressway. And 95 was jammed in both directions between Columbus Boulevard and Girard due to ongoing demonstrations around Center City. That was around 9 a.m. this morning, around 8:30, 9 a.m. And Hannah Zellman said that this action and a series of other actions across Philadelphia are for A15, the multi-city worldwide coordinated economic blockade in solidarity with Palestine. Cities everywhere in the United States have multiple strategies today to raise attention and awareness and also let people know that maybe your commute is delayed today. Maybe you have to navigate some people taking the streets. But the reality is we're here to leverage our bodies, to leverage our energy for the people of Gaza, said Samantha Rise, who marched at City Hall. At least we can do, and the strongest and softest thing we can do, is to show up today to disrupt and interrupt business as usual and say, not another nickel, not another dime, no more money. So that's what's happening. And the question, of course, is what shenanigans can we expect this afternoon on our drive home? So if you hear of anything, please let me know right away, and I will keep you posted throughout the afternoon. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. There's a lot going on, ton of breaking news all around us. Trump's in court. I have some audio of the former president I'll share with you. Jonathan Turley reacting to that. Andy McCarthy, who made the point a while ago, excuse me, on this program, that there are no victims. There are no victims here in any of these cases against the former president. There are no victims. All right, listen, when it comes to your smile, there's no one better, and I mean no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. He's my dentist, he's my friend, he's the master of dental implants, and he will give you the smile that you deserve. So go see him today, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. He's the master of implant dentistry, the master of making you look and feel your greatest with a $1 million smile, and I recommend you book an appointment with Dr. Mike today. I've been telling you about him for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He is one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So, if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice, a clear choice for you and your family. Give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you will not be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.